Finished off last week's shiur with taking out a splinter on Shabbos, and then how clear it was. A few people asked after the shiur, what exactly is the heter? Share a bit more arucha on the splinter, because it's something which is very negiah in the klolim on the chesrfu on Shabbos. Shkonoch state. Somebody's got a boil inside it, is it in pass? He wants to burst it in order to relieve himself from the pressure, is in pain. And then state, Al Mafis moves Bishabas, Al Mafis Shin Bishabas, Kidelahachiv Pia Mako, Kedech Sharif and Boisin, if you mean it to make an opening. Person made the hole in the opening. He wants this to remain open on Shabbos. He's made an official opening. It's chayv mishum makib bepatish. Shazui meleches areifa v'mifisa kedei lohitzi mimeno aleicha shabo hareze muta. The reason why he did it was in order just to allow the pass to go out. Then there's no issa. Mishabura says, and we should have mentioned it last week already, that even if a person has a boil and he wants to make a hole in order to let the pas go out, l'chatchila a person should do it on a day of goy. This comes from the Sefer Aguda, and the Sefer Aguda says the reason is because we're worried there are some people who have an interest in it remaining open, and therefore memela al tzdak chashash. I mean, really making a hole isn't a problem on Shabbos in order to light out, but in case it's going to be from these people that want it to be open, therefore do it, and they're going to be on the safer sound. That's on the better side. That's the heter of when a person has a boil or something which is infected. And even then, says the Mishnah Berurah, mentioned that last week, that a person has to be careful. The dam that comes out, if a person makes a hole and the pus comes out, a bit of dam comes out, the dam that comes out has already been detached. If a person doesn't squeeze at all, that dam that comes out is all right. If a person starts squeezing, that's when there's a problem, and then the person can run into Isur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, on this halacha, muta litoil akoitz b'machat. If a person has a koitz, has a splinter inside him, he's allowed to take it out with a needle. Belvad sheizoy shelo yoytzi dam tovet chabura. So be careful to make sure he's not taking out any dam, because if a dam comes out, he's making a chabura on Shabbos. After mekalkel mekol mokim also with a kula alma. Va'af the beshchin hitiru isa the rabbonon b'shum tzara. Even though by a boy we just said in the Shulchan Aruch that a person is allowed to make a hole in order to allow the pus to come out because he's in pain, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hocho kiven the efshe lehoitzi akoitz b'li hoitzo asdam ein lavoi isur b'chdi. Mishnah Berurah says a moedik echidish. Mishnah Berurah says that if a person has a splinter inside him, and a splinter inside him, but the only way to take it out will be that it's going to cause blood to come by pulling out the splinter, it's mutter to do on Shabbos. When the person has an option, he's got a choice of taking out the splinter in a way that's not going to cause dam. Then, if he takes it out and it's going to cause dam to come, then it's a problem. Meaning to say like this, a person's got a splinter, it's far, it's deep in, no way of taking it out without dam coming out on Shabbos, he's in a lot of pain, had to take it out on Shabbos. it's not that far in, and because being a bit clumsy or you don't know how to take it out properly, it's going to cause dam, then we're not no heter to take out that splinter. We would say, what's the difference? No, Chazal were mate, mishum tzah, but only mate mishum tzah if there's no other option. If there's another way, a way of taking it out, without, then it's also to do it on midrabanon, also to take it out on Shabbos. So here we find, all of a sudden, a new heter called tzah. Till now, we've had five klolim in the Shabbos, which a person has to bear in mind, has to come under one of these five categories, and then he knows what the halacha is. Chole sheyesh pesakona is muta everything. Sa'ani de'yid, sa'ani de'agoy. He's allowed to do melachas, even melacha de'raisa, because chole sheyesh pesakona. Then we had sakona se'eva. Sakona se'eva was the second in line. Sakona se'eva is muta ali de'agoy everything. Alidei Yid, it's mutter to be over and this is the Rabbanon, even without a shinu. That was for Sakana Sefer. Then was the normal, the standard case of Cholish Embe Sakana. Cholish Embe Sakana was either somebody who was Nafal Mishkov because of his machla, or it's a Cholish Kalaguf, or it's for cotton, or it's for Yeledes. We say Panim, which comes under a Cholish Embe Sakana. Cholish Embe Sakana, which is a standard case on Shabbos, that. Sorry. And that's mutter to do a malacha, even a malacha deraisa alidei a goy, of alidei a yid, it's only mutter to do a malacha derabonon and beshinu. Rabbonon, beshinu is mutter for chayla she'en besakona. And even that you should try and avoid. But that's for chayla she'en besakona. That was the third daga. Chayesh besakona, sakona se'eva, chayla she'en besakona. Then we had a fourth daga. A fourth daga was where a person has a lot of pain. On there, it wasn't enough for the Mishkov, it wasn't a Chol Hashem B'Sakona. Then his mutter, the Tzorech Gadol, was Shavus the Shavus. You can tell a Goy to do a Melacha D'Rabbanon. It wasn't terrible, it wasn't somebody who's not for the Mishkov, but it was enough. There was a Tzorech Gadol, Tzah Gadol, Shavus the Shavus is mutter. And then there's Michush Ba'alma, Stama, a person's got a mild pain, then it's not mutter to do anything at all. Those are the five daggers we've had so far, again and again, in Dine Refuah B'Shabbos. Not in Refuah B'Shabbos in medication, what a person's allowed to do, but a person melocha. What's he allowed to do on the day of goy? Here, all of a sudden, we've found a new heter called Tzah Gadol. Tzah Gadol, Pashtus, we're not talking about, we'll see maybe soon, but we're not talking about why you are or aren't allowed to do Refuah. We're talking about melocha. A person's got a splinter inside him. He's taking out the splinter. That splinter is going to cause some blood to come. That blood's going to be melacha shein tzich l'gufa because he's not interested in that blood. And now the Gemara says it's mutter because of tzah gadol. Now tzah, well, what heter is that? Why does every chole shein b'sakon is not in pain? He's also in pain. So why all of a sudden why doesn't he have the same heter of this tzah? To say the melacha shein tzich l'gufa should be mutter. We're not matter melacha shein tzich l'gufa for chole shein b'sakana. All of a sudden for tzah. So it's a sixth category all of a sudden, which has popped up in Shabbos. And the Rishonim ask, what's this new heter? So the Rishonim give various reasons to explain why we're mate for the tzah. Eshens this tzah is pashas mashma, it's a tzah gadol. It's not stammer tzah, it's a tzah gadol, and this tzah is mate to be over isuri drabonon. Why is it different to a normal chol hashem b'sakana, which we're not mate to do a melacha? So the Shonim say to Rutzim, quite similar to Rutzim, basically on the line that in order, when a person takes out the koitz, which is inside him, or a person makes a hole and he allows the pus to come out, the melocha that he's doing, some Rishonim say, is direct to the cause where the problem lies. The problem is that I've got the pus inside me and I make the hole, I'm treating this pus, so I've come in contact with the zach, which is the cause for the maka. If I switch a light off on Shabbos, I'm doing a melacha, tibu oi, in order for the chole to be able to fall asleep, a chole she'en b'sakana, that is indirect. I've switched off the light, which is enabling the choler to be able to fall asleep. I need the choler to fall asleep. He's in a lot of tzar because he's not sleeping. But I'm not talking direct to the pain. I'm doing something which is going to allow the choler to be able to fall asleep. So either because I've come in direct contact with the cause of the pain, or because I'm treating the pain, whatever the reason is, it's something which the Me'iri and the Ma'arei Zeruah, they understand that because I do something which is treating the cause of the pain, or it's going to cause the pain to go away straight away, I've made a hole and I'm allowing the pasta to come out, Chazal wa mate all of a sudden, Mishum Tzah. Doing something which is indirect, I'm not treating it, it's going to take time till it's going to have the effect, I'm switching the light off and it's going to cause B'meshach Hazman, if he falls asleep, if he falls asleep, he'll be able to get better. That's not called something which is direct, not treating the cause itself, then Chazal Aset. So we've got a new heter called over sudden, taken out Koitz B'Shabbos, B'Matfis Musa B'Shabbos, which is to allow the past to be able to go out. And Chazal Romatit L'Tzerich Tzah, L'Tzerich Tzah Godel. Tzerich Tzah Godel is a new heter in the Dinim of Hilchos Shabbos. Now, Shulchan Aruch says, we'll go through a few of the Fanim, which are quite unclear, hard to define exactly whether it does. It doesn't come under medication. What does or doesn't come under medication? Last week we went through lots of Mesholim of medications which we would say one way around or the other, it does come under medication, it doesn't come under medication. We'll see Gebayt on the Shulchan Aruch with Hashem, and also it won't come any clearer, but we'll see certainly funny which do come under medication, some don't come under medication. One is Shulchan Aruch state like this. Shulchan Aruch state when he gets a tzipurin, this is a head of tzah. In tzipurin, a person's got a nail, tzipurin shepesha, a nail which has started to come off, or tzitzin. Person very often has some skin. Some people have on their lips. Some people have in other places. Shehukimun Ritzuah Stake Shepeshu Mo'oi Ho'etzbat Zvivus HaTzipurin. Shulchan Aruch is talking about that it's around the nail that the skin has started to become detach itself from the body. It's partly on, partly off. Are you allowed to put it off? You're not allowed to put it off in Shabbos. Says Shulchan Aruch. In Peshu Rubon Klape Malo, which is what the Gemara says. If Roiv is ready, come off on the body, klape malo. Now, we don't know what this klape malo is. That's what the problem is, because klape malo is machlik sashin ibn tam. What it means, klape malo? Got a skin which has come off. Does it mean klape malo facing outwards? That means its joint, its pishu klape malo means the top of it is what? Pardon? Either away from the body or towards the body. Machlik sashin ibn tam. Either away from the body. Rave has come off. We don't know which direction. Rave is off away from the body, or rave is off towards the body. Then there's a heta called Peshu Rubon. Roiv, the skin has come off, so we don't know whether it's attached on the side towards the body, going downwards on the finger, or the bit outwards. We've got a person that has a skin, so you can have its cut. Roiv is off, roiv is hanging, but the place where it's joined on is towards the top of the finger, or the point that it's joined on is towards the bottom of the finger, facing towards its body. There is a heta called a Sachtza, when Rav is Porsche, but we don't know where the heta is. Is it facing Rav towards the body or Rav away from the body? Says the Shulchan Aruch, since we don't know which one it is, so chlochush l'shnei pirushim. A person has to be machme for both pirushim. Now, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say clearly whether this suffix of Rav Peshu is also going on Tziporin, or is it only going on Tzitzin? Maybe by Tziporin, if a person's got a nail that's fallen off, there's no machlok shishenim. Maybe there, the heta is, wherever Rav has fallen off and is in a lot of pain, he's allowed to put it off. Maybe that heta of only a Rav towards the body was a heta on Tzitzin, when a person's got skin that's fallen off. But if it's on a nail always has the heta. It's very interesting. The Mishabura, look, the Mishabura, is very, very seisim. A person has a nail which has fallen off. The person's got strands of skin that have fallen off. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, in Peshu Rubam Klape Malo, it's mashmah, it's going on everything that was said in the Shulchan Aruch. A person learns the Shulchan Aruch, then would seem that the heta of Roiv is own of Klape Aguf is both on Tzipoyren and on Tzitzin, and since the Shulchan Aruch finishes Fiyazois that the Heter is only when it's Klape Aguf, and we don't know what the Klape Aguf is, therefore it's always Asa. So the Heter that we know of a nail that's rove off a person's and I have to pull off the rest of the nail, if you learn the Shulchan Aruch, it seems there is no such Heter. Because the Heter is only when rove's fallen off Klape Aguf. We don't know what Klape Aguf is, so that Heter should be limited, and therefore a person's nail is rove off, shouldn't be Heter to pull it off in Shabbos.
Where's the Mishra Rove?
The Shulchan Aruch on this, in this halacha, Shin Chof Ches Sif Lamed Aleph.
Doesn't it come out of
Goyzeis? Yeah, but if the Roiv is already off, then we look at it as already it's fallen off. So there is a Heter which the Gemara says Roiv off with a lot of pain. That's a Gemara that says it's Mutter. We just don't know how to explain it. Where is that Heter? Where's the Roiv fallen off? Roiv Klape the Guf or Roiv not Klape the Guf? Come along, Asach Poskim, the Chaya Adam, Kitz Shulchan Aruch, Ben Ishchai, and others, and say that this Heter of the Shulchan Aruch, of not knowing this limitation of the Shulchan Aruch, that we don't know, and therefore we can't rely on the Heter, is only Legabe Tzitzin. Of Legabe a nail is no shaila. Wherever the nail has fallen off, Roiv or nail has fallen off, is always Mutter. V'chein, Asach, Shmur Shabbos brings down. Pasha that way around, I don't remember if it's Shem or not, and on Shabbos, a lot go, this Heter that we know, a lot take on, a nail that's fallen off, roiv off, and it's detached itself from the body, and it's got pain, roiv detached itself from the body, and a person's a lot of pain, is allowed to take off on Shabbos, then, even though Mishabu is very soisim on that, a lot of poskim take on its mutter. However, there are quite a lot of poskim, the Asa. Some of the Asa Bchaim Kinevsky, that doesn't say enough Gemino, but the Mutter Eglital Asas, Kekasha Shabbos, there are those that ask it. It's hard to say a clear achro on something. And the Minig Olim is, as Mefetzach, if a person has pain and the nails rove off, Mefetzach, a person is allowed to pull off the rest of his nail, and that the Shulchan Aruch, even though it's mashma, I knew the Mishabur was very soisim, is mashma that the Heter of Roiv is both on Tzipoyren and only on Tzitzin, but the Minogonim is if a person has a nail, except depends where it is, and what it's very close.
People have tzav on the upward, a nail coming upward.
Depends if it's towards the end, if it's right by the end, if it's every time you knock it, a person has a nail over here, and then the last bit, it knocks, it's very painful, very, very painful. The person's got that nail which is 3/4 off. People quite often are surprised. People come and ask, the nail's 3/4 off, and it's towards them. I'm allowed to pull it off on Shabbos. If it's got tzah, then state the head and shulchan aruch, that's mutter when roves off.
But a nail is always out.
No difference. It depends. Usually it's the part towards the goof. It's already off. But we don't have the heter because maybe it's only when it's not away from the goof. They may not have the heter. So on that, if the passing day con its mutter, then we have a heter of always to buy tipper and whatever it is.
How do you take off just pulling it?
Or his teeth?
You put it off, not with a keli, with his teeth. Yeah.
Teeth or fingers?
Teeth or fingers, not with a keli, not with a keli. But shinu, but the person off for Shabbos. But shinu, yeah, not with a keli, not to take a keli. Not with a keli, but shinu, if a person has and has got a lot of pain and rave is off, rave paskim, hold its mutter. A burn on Shabbos. Somebody has a burn on Shabbos and wants to put his hand on the cold water. On the running water. What's the problem? Oh, no, what's the problem? Is there a problem? Is it not a problem? Is it refuah? Is it not refuah? Maybe it's refuah. Only taking away the pain. Only take away the pain and a painkiller. A painkiller, most we said besides our motion, most said there was a problem. You ban the chemist. You ban the chemist. What? No, but I'm saying a painkiller, we said most said it's also to take on Shabbos, and if it's not from the Mishkov. What? Not made of work. I think the reason is if that the Agdara of Reb Nissim. So, ending it, this child over here is prevention. If it's severe pain, and it's going to be nafal mishka for it, then havada no shall about it. If it's going to be something that's going to cause him that a lot of pain in the longer run, then it also come under the same heading. same heading, we said any time that either he's now not from the Mishkov or to avoid him being not from the Mishkov has the heter. But a person's got a mild burn. You can't say it's that can be not from the Mishkov from it. But the natural thing was to move it, take away from plane over there, would it come under? So we're actually doing something that's natural. So one second, let's go slowly. The Etzem's child itself, you're saying, it may not be poshut. Let's say koitz. So we discussed before koitz. Person has a splinter on Shabbos. He takes out that splinter on Shabbos. Would that come under a fuhr? So we discussed whether there's a problem of causing blood to happen. So it's a melocha department. And why you're allowed to do melocha shein tzirich legufa on Shabbos, which is Issa Drabonon, if we're going to take on its own Issa Drabonon, it's Issa Drabonon. Are we not allowed to do an Issa Drabonon for Chol Hashem B'Sakana? So we said there's a new heta called Tsar. That was a splinter on Shabbos, on Mappas Musa, was a heta of Tsar. What was when a person pulled out a splinter on Shabbos? Is that Rafu or not Rafu? We were only discussing a problem of doing Malocha, causing the blood. If I had asked you to take a splinter on Shabbos, is that Rafu or not Rafu? I would have thought, no shaykh is to refer. No shaykh is to refer. If it's only accepted, then he's allowed to take it out. He's allowed to take it out as far as refer is concerned. No, I'm talking about melacha is concerned. But let's say it's poshet in pain. That person who has a splinter inside, and the only reason why he's taking out was the pain. So pain, we said, melacha shen tzach legufa, and there was mutter on Shabbos, and tzach tzah. Do you also have to calculate, to take into the equation, I'm doing a ma'aser refuah or davadanish. I'm only worried about the dam that's coming up. As far as the melachas refuah is concerned, no refuah. Why am I doing refuah? So some things are clear, which Mishabura says, and even then isn't so clear. It's one thing Mishabura says, a person wakes up in the morning and he's got, his eyes are closed together and he's got a cream that helps him to be able to open the eyes. Cream that it's not just water, it's not some moisturizer, which you would say comes under, you buy it in the chemist, and it's something that helps, but it doesn't heal. That Mishwa says is muta. That Mishwa doesn't mean anamachalikis about it, nobody argues with that. Pal? Not a mariach, you drop it on, a drop, let's say a drop, not a cream, you drop it on. That Mishwa says is muta. Why? I'm not healing. It's something which medically helps to be able to open it up, but it doesn't help to get rid of the cause of the pain, that's vada mutter. If somebody's bleeding, that sif choftes, mishenikva yodei, he's got a bruise, he bashed himself, yodei ragli, semtso b'yayin, kidei lahamid adam. You can put wine on it in order to stop the bleeding. Says the B'Shem Zalman, why is that not refuah? You put wine, which is something which the Shulchan is giving as an advice, not just because you put your hand there, you stop the blood flowing out. You've done something which has a medical effect that's causing the blood to stop flowing. Why is that not refuah? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you know why? Because I'm just stopping the blood to flow. That's what I'm doing. I'm not doing more than that. Now, if I'd say that taking B'Shem Zalman is a small chiddush, comes a Rav Nissim. Rav Nissim says, you go into the chemist, and you buy a powder, that this powder helps that the blood should congeal. Helps that in a matter where a person's blood is flowing, to stop they should heal itself. Mutar da'asa. What's the shayla b'chol? This is refuah, this is medically checked and medically advised what to do. Says Rav Nissim, no, that's only to stop the blood from flowing. I'm not being merape b'chalal. That's not being merape b'chalal. But the same Rav Nissim says that you can't give a painkiller on Shabbos. A painkiller is even besides the fact that the temperature drops, like Moshe said, but not the temperature dropping. Giving medicine to make the person feel better, that he understands, they understand, comes under refuah. I'm not healing at all, but to make a person a better gefil, it's having a medical effect on his body. It's not causing the cause to go away, it's not healing the cause, but it's causing an effect to his whole feeling. That comes under medication, that's a problem on Shabbos. Causing something to stop bleeding, Hagamas, I'm using a cream, a powder, and that is the doctor's telling me to use it. It's not stamped that I put something on and it stopped it to going. It's something that's having an effect to cause it to go, but the effect that it does is that Sachakoyle shouldn't continue to bleed. That's not called healing Bechlal. Getting a person feeling to feel better is making him feel better. That comes under medication. Agamas also got rid of the cause. But it's had an effect on his feeling. That's already called medication. Something that has no effect on his feel, just stopping the blood to flow, that doesn't come under medication. Now, having said that, not really quite clear on what the Gedorim are. I'm just saying that that's what they understand. Now, taking out a coats. Why is a coats? What's a coats? I've got something which is very bothersome, and it's inside the body, and I'm taking it out, and it's causing me a lot of pain. It's refuah, not refuah. It's not refuah at all. Still not refuah. It's even better off than the case of the powder when a person's
or
putting on to cause what?
And the nail. Better than the nail.
No,
that should be worse than the nail.
No.
Which is falling off and causing a pain. Should be no worse.
We said there was a new heta. The nail that was 3/4 off was the bomb of tzah. Tzah is a heta on Shabbos.
It's also causing tzah.
Yeah, but you're right. I'm allowed to do it because of the tzah. But is that tzah also the answer why I'm allowed to do it after medication, or there was never a problem with medication? I was doing a malacha. He pulled off the nail, was doing a bit of a malacha. So he had to answer, how can do malacha malacha and segufa on Shabbos? So the answer was tzah godel, that was mutter. Did you need to come on to that answer to explain that I'm not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos as well? Oh. Besides the malacha malacha and segufa, there's refuah. Or as far as refuah is concerned, you never run up any red lights on refuah on Shabbos. Refuah on Shabbos, taking out splinter isn't the Meiser Merapa Bechlal. I would have thought it's not Meiser Merapa Bechlal. Let me read out the Rishonis, both of the Blissim. Blissim and Abshlema Zalman. And they're talking about a burn on Shabbos. They're worried about a burn on Shabbos. Am I allowed to put it under cold water? And does it come under refuah or not? And they compare a burn to taking out a splinter, and they understand that splinter is also refuah, and I'm allowed to do that refuah because I'm a lot of tzah, and therefore the same heta is I'm allowed to put water, a burn under water because there's a lot of tzah, but without that it would be refuah. It's mamashan, and understand maybe putting under water would be refuah. But putting a splinter isn't refuah bechal, and they compare the two. You see, by splinter, I'm allowed to take it out. So you see, refuah is mutter, and therefore, the same reason that refuah is mutter to take out a splinter because of God of tzah, so too it's mutter to put somebody who's burnt himself underwater because of law of tzah, that matter the problem of refuah. Read that, the Loshon of Shulchan Shlomo, it's not Shem Zam's Loshon himself. V'yesh la'ayin, b'misha kibul kivir. He got a burn. Lekev, demeichir teisa. Lame the osa. Why should it be osa? The maishano miyoshav lekoytze kina beketzes, which is certain v'chim bepneishik kva koyv lemekoydim leich baslam b'masha koyv leachakach soif soif hohavi atzalam mikayev ukemoyg b'gechela shemat matris. Vam kses achoshen atzkes ashochon b'agdomer. That's the lashon of Shem Zaman. Chutzshan is even clearer. Misha nichve. Somebody got a burn. Mutter lishbech b'shabes amokem akivya ha b'mayim. He can pour water onto the place where he's burnt himself. Oil niach al zeh shemen afke to pour oil or powder. The af im neimer the ein lo yidin choy l'shem b'sakona. He hasn't got a dev choy l'shem b'sakona. Mikol mokem shorim usum tzara. It's mutter because of tzah. The mayi shenom mimafis musa shetim shum tzara. Mikol mokem l'mayi senir de kviya ha v'lechol ha'pochus choy l'shem b'sakona. Or if he's a mutter af shalei b'mokem tzah. It's got chol shem b'sakona, and it's mutter shemokim tzah. They understand it to be a problem of tzah, a problem of refuah, and refuah is mutter l'tzorich these two tamim. So a person defining what comes under refuah is very, very hard, but they understand taking out coats is the problem of refuah. Person putting his hand under flowing water is a problem of refuah b'shabbos. A maiser refuah b'shabbos, and the heta from the b'shem b'zalman and im nissen is because they say, I see the v'mati, this refuah, l'tzerech, taking out when a person has a splinter, and therefore, so too, he put his hand on the water. So you see that the G'dol HaPoskim understand a much wider range of tzah than what we would define, as refuah, than what we would call refuah. Sleeping tablets. On Shabbos. A person can't fall asleep at night, and he wants to take a sleeping pill. Caffeine I didn't know this existed, caffeine tablets, till a few weeks ago. Somebody asked a shaila, but then I saw afterwards in a Bonner Sefer, it's already written quite a few years ago. He's got, you can buy caffeine tablets, and only that, you can take a tablet, that's what they tell me, that you can, for 6 hours effect, or 9 hours effect, whatever it is. I want to feel good on the tannis, and I know I need caffeine, and if not, I wake up in the morning, I have a headache. So I can take, before Yom Kippur, I can take a caffeine tablet that goes into the body and comes into effect. In 6 hours' time, it will release that caffeine into my system. Then I have the same things when I take my coffee. I feel good. When I take every Yom Kippur, this tablet, that should have an effect in 6 hours' time. So Yom Kippur morning, I won't have a headache because I've taken the caffeine tablet before Yom Kippur. So it's something you take 6 hours before, 9 hours before. And the Bachur Yeshiva asked a few weeks ago, I said, you're telling me a Chiddush, I said, it's been in America for many years already, and you can buy them here already now. Isn't it a problem to take a caffeine tablet on Shabbos? Well, that's no Shachas to Refuah. A sleeping tablet comes under Refuah, it doesn't come under Refuah. Where does a sleeping tablet come? Here, I bought a over here, Melichu, I was going to forget the name. A Melichu. Melichu is something which is a natural, helps to a person to fall asleep. Yes, a problem. Children can't fall asleep at night. You can't fall asleep at night. Somebody else can't fall asleep at night. Yes or not a problem to take this on Shabbos? So one thing here. Let's go slowly. A person has a pain in the ear. So the possum say, person suffering from a pain in his ear, to put cotton wool inside. That's not merapa b'chalal. That's more than a mavriach ari. That's put something. But the person has to be very careful. To isurim, very easily to run into isurim. Person has a roll of cotton wool, and he pulls off a piece to size in order to make it to put inside his ear. It could be over many isurim. It could be over makiv patish. It could be over korea. It could be mechatech. It could be many isurim involved. Take it from a roll of cotton wool, a small little piece. It looks as easy as that. It could be many isurim involved. But let's say he's ready, taken ready before Shabbos, he's got a small piece of cotton wool, he wants to put it in his ear. Also, rolling it up, says Hashem Zalman, is also making a shape out of it. You take it, you roll the cotton wool to put in your ear, you've made that shape. That is the shape you're interested in. It's a particular shape. It's a shape that you want in order for the piece of cotton wool to go into your ear. When it's on Shabbos, you made something to shape. I've made something. I've had a person can't go. What's the eitzah? Person has the cotton wool that's cut ready before Shabbos, or a small piece, and he squashes it in his ear, so he hasn't made the shape in advance. It's just naturally, as it goes into the ear, it'll find its shape. You know, having made a shape out of it, then it's mutter. Oh, but to take a roll up, a piece of cotton wool to do it in, that's also. That's for zayt yisurim that a person can run into by putting the cotton wool in his ear. But as far as the ear is concerned, as the refuah's department, he puts the cotton wool in his ear and he's avoiding the pain, that's not a problem. But what about sleeping pills? Where do sleeping pills come into Dine refuah? There is a problem of refuah. It's not a problem of refuah. Is the prime Noah in Kses Hashulchan takes on? It's not a merapa bechelal. It's not a merapa bechelal. It's nothing. It's don't know what to call it. Whether it's a tranquilizer or whatever it is, it's something that relaxes the person. Doesn't come under refuah. And about the Sefer of Shlomo Zalman, he brings down different schoes of Shlomo Zalman. Very, very not clear about this. He says the schoes from Shlomo Zalman, from Ksav Yatz from Shlomo Zalman. Venire, the chol she'ena meichel or mashkel shebriyem choshev kerfuah. Vachinami benoitel kadoli mona mishina to oikedei to keep himself awake. Oikedei sheyishin to fall asleep. Harei seif havelei kerfuah. And Lundnis Shuchanoch says it's a problem. Vim kenire says the Shlomo Zalman it should be a problem. I'm not sure, says Rabbi Shem Zalman. Maybe it's refuah. Maybe causing a medical effect, causing an effect in the body that the person should fall asleep, should call under refuah. Then he brings down a different nusach of Rabbi Shem Zalman somewhere else. Misha mitztaya harbe michoy sashina mutale lekachas kidirish kadurishena. If he's got a huge pain and he can't fall asleep and he's desperate, sleep deprived, can't fall asleep, then another place of Shem Zama says, yeah. So these things which are very, very common, a person's taking a sleeping tablet, who would imagine sleeping tablet comes under a four? Why should the year be refuah, should not be refuah?
Why should it be refuah? Just because it's making the body...
Because it's a person has taking a medication which has a medical effect on the person's body. is maybe comes under refuah. Let me take something which is a sleeping tablet, is having a natural refuah dika effect on the person's body to help him fall asleep.
Why is it worse than eating?
Eating is nothing. Eating is no shaykh to refuah. Eating doesn't come under refuah.
You're altering the state of the thing with the sleeping tablet. You're altering the state of your...
No. This is something which officially comes across to adjust the balance. No. Food does not come to adjust the balance. Food comes to give a person energy. He eats, and as a result of that, he ends up having energy. He's not...
Sleep is for kotas, and food is for energy.
It's like having bronchum. If you have bronchum, the
put yourself
to sleep, that would be acceptable.
Yes, because that's no shachas. That's a natural. So Michael Breeman has a natural effect from the Michael. This comes under something. This is a herb that has koichas inside it, which to bring this effect. This comes under medication. It comes under, may come under medication. I don't think it's poshut. It comes under medication. Maybe it comes under medication. Read that lashon of Reb Chaim, where somebody asked him this about taking a sleeping tablet. Might be done somewhere. I can't find it. Also, kitza, it's something which is unclear in the poskim, whether it's mutter, whether it's also. That's zicha. If a person's feeling ill and he needs a sleeping tablet in order to help him fall asleep, then he's allowed to. A lot of the sleeping tablets come inside also have, not only that it calms a person down, the person is uptight and he has anxiety and has an effect that it calms down. He's not so anxious anymore, and therefore that helps him to fall asleep. That's already much more likely to come under refuah, because it comes under calming down a person, which anxiety, a tablet for anxiety would come under medication, and therefore that's more likely. We mentioned last week, if a person takes a tablet a Ritalin tablet in order to cause a person to calm down, but Etz and the Poskim weren't so poshut that doesn't come under medication on Shabbos. For cotton, we said it was mutter. Something which is not cotton was already more humble. So the way he finishes off in Och Shabbos when it comes under medication is like this. If a person takes a sleeping tablet, he's not going to feel well, and he needs that sleeping tablet in order to make him to fall asleep, because if not, his body won't be able to function properly, and it comes under Chola Sheim Sakona is an offer of Mishkov, who's about to fall on Mishkov with it, then Avada is allowed to do it. If a person wants to take it for a cotton who's not falling asleep and needs an effect in order for him to fall asleep, then it's also Pashat, it's Mutter. If a person is feeling completely fine and he's scared, he's got a worry, a dagger on his head, this is going to cause him easier to fall asleep, but it's not something that also has an effect for anxiety. It has the fact that it makes him tired, and the violator, he's got no problem, medical imbalance that's causing him to take this medication, and the person wants to take that, then yesh amilis moich, there's allowed to take on Shabbos. Can I say everybody agrees it's mutter to take on Shabbos? No. Are there those who are making to take the tablets on Shabbos? Yes, there are. A person who's having a problem all the time of anxiety and is taking these tablets on Shabbos, then the sleeping tablets is much more likely for him to be a problem. Because those tablets which he's taking is a refuah. It's in order to calm him down. It's not punked. He's had a few late nights and then he's got a daiga, a business deal, whatever it is that's disturbing him. They can't fall asleep. He's taking it, so there's no shaykhs to refuah. Somebody who's be'etzem has a condition and is taking those tablets in order to help him fall asleep, that's already much more. So it says there's three things. Then it comes more under the department of Chola. It may not be dafka refuah, because it's a sleeping tablet. What? So it depends. If he's going to feel ill because of it, then he's allowed to take those tablets without any problem. If he's somebody who's completely fine and he's just taking it to help him relax to fall asleep and there's no condition at all, then it's a yeshami les mechti b'mekel. If it's somebody who's anxious, then it's already much more problematic. Oh, that's good. I'm doing well about
that. Next week, last year, 8 o'clock.
I thought we started.
You
want to carry on?
You carry on?
I'll do more next week. Yeah. I've just gone a lot longer.